On this edition of Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about a particular program that is called After the Impact Program, and it's with the Eisenhower Center. And I'd like to bring on to the program and welcome into the program Devin Hutchings, who is the president and CEO. Devin, welcome into the program.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Devin, if you would, just for the fact of if people still are not familiar with what the Eisenhower Center is, can you give us an explanation of what it is and what it does?
Yeah, definitely. So we are a neurorehabilitation center, a residential center. We're located home-based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We have a 160-bed capacity here at our Ann Arbor location where we treat individuals with traumatic brain injuries, concussion issues, spinal cord injuries, primarily individuals that have been injured in a catastrophic automobile accident. Over the past 15 years, we started branching out to working with military veterans and almost 10 years working with professional athletes. And we have a program called After the Impact that specializes in that. We have a satellite facility in Holton, Michigan, which is up in the UP, about as far as Michigan you can get.
Yeah.
And then we have a facility, a 28-bed facility in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're covering north and south. And then we have a 20-bed facility out in Manchester, Michigan.
Ah, okay, very good. Now, are the patients you have, are they referred to you, or how does that work, Devin?
Yeah, so primarily they're referred to us either by a doctor or usually a PM&R, which is a physical medicine rehabilitation doctor, or a case manager, depending on how severe a case is. If it's, say, like, you know, previously we had no-fault insurance, and so they would cover anyone that had a catastrophic injury that might require, you know, 24-hour care or around-the-clock assistance. And so they would typically bring on a case manager, and they would kind of manage the case, and they would refer them different places. But we do get, you know, individuals that come directly to us from, like, either the website or referral from a friend. And then when it comes from military men and women, we do a lot of work with the VA. We do some memorandums of understanding, which are individual contracts to help service men and women. And then with professional athletes, primarily they're all football, retired football players. But we've had some retired NHL guys, some rugby guys from overseas. We've had jockeys. They have a high rate of concussion from falling off the horses. But 90% of our former athletes are former NFL players, and we've seen pretty close to 150, 175 players go through a program, and they refer to us from the union, NFLPA, and other organizations that help support players after they're retired.
Well, that's a good segue into what we were going to be talking about or will be talking about here, Devin, is the After the Impact program. How did that get started?
You know, so like I said, about a little over 15 years ago, we started working with some veterans just from them coming with at the time, the current conflict and guys coming back with concussion issues, mild traumatic brain injuries from blast. And we started treating them and we started seeing some success and that program started to expand. And then about five or six years after that, the Brain Injury Association of Michigan has an annual conference, and the speaker that day was Eric Hipple, former Lions quarterback, who had been going across the nation speaking at different bases, actually across the, you know, the world, going all over the different nations, different countries, talking about suicide, depression, anxiety, and some things that the veterans were facing. And that's a big market for him, and mm-hmm. he talked to us about a need for former players who were having the same kind of issues. And he said, it's just those services aren't there. And this was a Saturday night, and we said, oh, we got the program and a place for you. He said, really? He said, yeah, come see us Monday. Monday he came out. We showed him this beautiful ranch that we had just acquired on 40 acres. It was a 7-bed home that we retrofitted and had therapy space downstairs. And said, we can start it here. And then from there, within a couple of weeks, we had a name, had the program put together. He got us in with the union with the NFL, and then we kind of put together this program After the Impact.
Wow, wow. So I bet you are seeing a lot of people from the sports world then, Devin, and especially football players. not only on the professional, but are you getting those who might be after maybe having an experience or their careers, maybe in college football for that matter, seeing you as well?
Definitely, yep. So we get calls on individuals that, yeah, like you said, didn't make it to the professional ranks. I played collegiate football, suffered concussions. And, you know, like many others, you know, you go to play football and kind of that's your focus. You have a degree, but you're hoping to be able to make it to the next level, and that doesn't happen because of injury. And now you're working, say you're a teacher, you're in the business world, in corporate America, and you start facing some difficulties and challenges because of your concussions. And you're like, well, how do I get this taken care of? Your general, typical primary health insurance is not going to pay for a place like us to go to a 30-day program to get help with the transition or depression, suicidal ideations, aches and pains that you may have. And so, yeah, we definitely get reached out, get a number of reach out from collegiate guys. We are currently in the process of working with organization that's based here actually in Ann Arbor for the University of Michigan former players. It's called For Those Who Stayed. And so, you know, again, they have guys that maybe didn't make it to the NFL but also face those issues. And so they have put together this alumni group that's trying to help guys in those type situations. Unfortunately, right now, there is no coverage to pay for that. So what we've done is actually have to give away free care because we know it's needed. Eventually, it'll come around. You know, and, you know, there'll be reimbursement for that. But at this time, you know what's needed. We feel that we're in the space to be able to provide that services. And this is exactly how we got started with the VA, giving away free services until you know, everyone else just catches up.
Sure.
But we're not going to let people suffer just because, you know, there's not a funding source for it. If someone needs the help, we're going to give them the help.
Wow. Wow. Devin, I know that each individual is different when it comes to the concussions, but is there a general program that you use in helping with those that are suffering with concussion?
Yeah. I mean, there definitely is. So we take a, like you said, it's different for each one,
right?
But we take a total team approach.
Okay.
And so one person may be suffering in the area of memory, where the other one may be suffering in the area of mood swings. But we have the individual meet with our whole team, and we all come together to meet that because that individual that's suffering from mood swings may be because he's having memory issues, but the mood swings and the behaviors that's coming from that are so extreme or that it overshadows the memory issue, which might be the core issue. So we have a total team approach. You know, the guys come in after an impact is an initial 30-day program. Guys come in. They get evaluated by my occupational therapist, my speech and language pathologist, a counselor, a rec therapist. We have dietitian, physical therapy, case management, nursing. And so we put all those team members together, and they come up with a plan that's specific for that individual, and they focus on certain things at certain times. And so it's going to be individualized, but we know throwing everybody together at one time to address the issue seems to be the best way to go about it. We're not zeroing in and focusing just on this one issue because there's a gamut of other things that's going on that has an impact on that person's life. It may be sleep. It may be, their dietary issues. There's so many factors that goes into place that kind of gets you, say, off kilter or that's not making you react and perform at your optimum. And we just want to make sure we get down to the base of it and get a good solid foundation for guys to move forward.
Yeah, wow. I'm rather impressed by what you've just said, Devin, because it's not just one thing. There might be numerous things that are related to causing the problem for that person that's suffering from concussion then.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you seeing it's a little bit off the course here about the treatment, but are you seeing, because of this, ways to help to protect the players coming down the line? Or, is it something that the players still have to really be careful of?
Definitely you have to be very careful of it. You know, and from our perspective, there's not too much really that you can do to protect from a concussion.
Yeah.
I know they're doing a lot. They're making a lot of advancements as far as equipment, making the game safer. But if there is any opportunity for you to fall and your head to hit the ground, that's going to happen. It doesn't matter, you know, if people are, you know, what they say, sparing or leading with their head or any of that thing, you know, because of how the brain is constructed. You know, it's suspended in fluid, and it's going to bounce around if it hits a hard surface. So that risk is always going to be there. I think the key thing is that getting guys and players comfortable with acknowledging that, hey, there's something the matter with me.
Yeah.
Not trying to play through it. I think that's the number one thing as to why, you know, guys long-term have issues. It's not because they just got, you know, five concussions. You know, some people have concussions and they won't have any long-term effects.
Right.
Maybe they healed properly or just maybe their body chemistry. But you have to take the right steps as soon as you get one and making sure you're getting the proper rest and medical treatment and not concerned about a starting position, because that's what it is. You know, you can't make the team on the bench, and that's at every level. And so whether I'm at Little League and I'm trying to get a name for myself, because right now you have guys playing these sports, you know, eighth graders getting offered scholarships, you know, and in college they haven't played high school ball yet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, kids are going to get out there if they're hurt or not because they want to make a name for themselves. And it gets, you know, progressively worse as it goes on. And so when you get to the profession, you know, guys are playing hurt, and that's putting their lives at danger for long-term effects. So that's probably the key takeaway, just getting guys comfortable with stepping up and saying, hey, this is what happened. I'm injured. I need to get help. And then the number two thing is there's a big stigma about mental health.
Yeah.
And if someone is depressed or if they're having, you know, anxious thoughts, really trying to encourage people, you know, of all ages, you know, to really talk to someone about those things. You don't want to bottle those things up and really get it out, because the more that we see guys kind of push it to the back or get over it by playing the sports, once the sport is gone, all those things resurface. And it's issues that weren't dealt with, you know, younger and early on that now are coming, you know, full force, and you're, you know, 40 years old, 30 years old, or maybe even 20 years old, but your life was planned ahead, you know, to play football or whether you're going to be in the military, and that's no longer the case. And so now you have to get treatment for that, and there's a stigma around that. So I would say that's the number two things we see that we want people really to focus in on to help, you know, for future.
Yeah, and that's always the big thing, and I've talked with other mental professionals, Devin, and saying that is the biggest step is for that person to admit that they do have something that they need to get taken care of, and that it's nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, that's something that you need to go in and get it taken care of. So let's do it.
Exactly. Definitely.
Yeah. How young are you seeing people at this time, Devin?
Oh man. So we've serviced guys fresh out of playing football. So let's look at the football perspective.
Yeah.
Typically from a NFL guy, you know, if he gets cut from a team, that next year they're saying, I can still play, I can still make it. So they're training to get back on a team. And if they don't make it back on a team, then they might go to, say, a CFL or Arena League.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they don't make it that second year, that's when they really start thinking about, okay, maybe I need to step back.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for me to look in another direction. That's for the younger players, players that's played, you know, 5 years and under. So, you know, we've had guys that's only played one or two seasons, but they might be 2 years away from the game. You know, so we're talking, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22, you know, 22, 23 years old. I think 23 is probably the youngest we've seen.
Okay.
That come to us because now they're stuck in a situation where they have a transition difficulty, and, you know, the loss of their love, you know, because it's a traumatic experience, the way that they're cut, the way that their profession is taken away from them, you know, and guys really don't get that process appropriately, and that can be a struggle for them as well. So anywhere from 23 all the way up to, we've had guys that's in their 70s that's been out of the game, you know, 30, 40 years,
right,
that never really dealt with some of the things they had going on. Maybe they got a successful corporate career. They transitioned right into business. Most often that's what it's from. Some of the guys that played in the 80s and the early 90s typically had a good transition into something, a career where they were able to focus themselves on some things.
Mm-hmm.
But once they started to look at retirement or some aches and ailments start to come up.
Yeah.
That's when the depression and all the other issues start to arise.
Sure.
And they come into us. So, yeah, it's a wide range.
Yeah. Well, Devin, I'm really impressed by the After the Impact program that you do have there at the Eisenhower Center. If people would like to find out more information about the After the Impact program, what's the best way for them to be able to do that?
The best way is just to, get on the Google machine, as they call it, and put in Eisenhower Center. It's spelled just like the president,
right.
Dwight Eisenhower, E-I-S-E-N-H-O-W-E-R, Center. You can find us there. We should populate quick, or EisenhowerCenter.com. You can type in After the Impact. All those different sources will be able to direct you towards our website, and we have a lot of information on there. There's employment opportunities definitely going on right now because we're still fully functioning. It's a rehab center, so we got openings and jobs available for anyone.
Good.
And if you maybe career transition or just because of COVID that's going on, people want to make an impact on guys' lives, whether it's working with veterans, working with former players, or working with people who've been catastrophically injured, those opportunities are there as well. And you also find a little bit more about our different programs that we have that you may, if you yourself, a loved one, or a friend, maybe suffering from some of those things, they might be able to seek treatment with us.
Absolutely. Well, excellent. Devin, it's been a pleasure talking with you and learning more about what the Eisenhower Center is, plus the After the Impact program. I really like the team approach that you described earlier on how you approach the problems that people will come to you related to concussion. So thank you so much for being on the program and continue the great work that you're doing, Devin.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you for having me on here and being able to talk about what's out there and making sure that people understand there's access. And we want to make sure that people get the care they need. So thank
Absolutely. You. Absolutely. Devin Hutchings, the president and CEO of the Eisenhower Center, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again next time.